Exclusive, Paul Fitzpatrick, 1792 Project Creates Corporate Bias Ratings to Rate Companies' Wokeness. By Robert Krajicek on February 8, 2023. Paul Fitzpatrick, president of 1792 Exchange, said on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe that his organization tracks woke capitalism to help businesses, individuals, and organizations navigate political risks with a database composed of corporate bias ratings of evaluated companies. 1792 Exchange, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, publishes a spotlight report examining companies' conduct across a range of criteria to grade them as lower risk, medium risk, or higher risk with respect to the likelihood of their imposition of woke abuses on clients. 1792 Exchange has assessed 1,000+ companies' policies, practices, and other relevant criteria to determine the likelihood a company will cancel a contract or client, or boycott, divest, or deny services based on views or beliefs, the organization states on its website. Fitzpatrick described his organization's analyses as tools to help protect businesses, individuals, and organizations against woke capitalism. He explained, "The left has finally captured the last institution, corporate America. Whether you're running a small business or a nonprofit, you're vulnerable, whether you're supporting an agenda you don't believe in, or you're at risk of being canceled or denied service. And that's really ultimately why 1792 Exchange was started." Fitzpatrick said 1792 Exchange provides a quick and easy tool to evaluate your risk and vulnerability with respect to company analyses. The organization allows users to search companies by name and industry to get reports and ratings on their corporate bias. He emphasized that his organization's risk assessment of companies is an evaluation of the likelihood of a company canceling or denying service for ideological reasons. Fitzpatrick provided an overview of the criteria used by the 1792 Exchange in assessing companies' corporate bias and risk of imposing woke abuses on customers. "We have 6 criteria," he remarked. "Number 1 is, has this company previously denied service to a customer, a supplier, vendor, or employee based on political or religious beliefs or affiliations? Have they, in essence, ever boycotted or canceled?" He continued, "A 2nd is the corporation's charitable giving. Is it limited? Do they discriminate against religious views? 3rd, on the employment policy, do they protect ideological and political affiliations of their employees? 4th, does the corporation use their reputation or their brands to support ideological causes or organizations that are hostile to freedom of religion or speech? Do they use the corporate funds to advance ideologies that are divisive? And then, finally, do they use their corporate political contributions for ideological purchases?" 1792 Exchange, Fitzpatrick concluded, intends to steer companies back to neutral and away from ideological woke conduct. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @rkrajicek.